Robbie Slater, how's your summer been, mate? Morning to you.
The boys are back. Huh?
How are you, R. Slater?
Not too bad, when I know how you are. I saw some of those photos. Some mansion.
I had a beautiful little trip. Yeah, I had a little trip to Noosa. We finally got there with my little girl and kid frenzy, mate. It was unreal.
Loved it. It was brilliant. Yeah. I felt like I was almost there.
I wish you were, buddy. I wish you were.
Have you managed to have a break, get away, Robbie?
Yeah, I had a nice little trip up to just Copacabana Beach, which was very nice.
Beautiful. Good spot.
And but as you know, there's a lot of football on. Over Christmas, it's quite the busiest time, really, for football. And, yes, that's been good.
What did you make of the Premier League results overnight? Liverpool winning at Selhurst Park, Chelsea beating Tottenham. So just in regards to that title race, there's still a bridge to gap, isn't there, to Manchester City. But how do you see the race unfolding the way it stands at the moment?
Well, City is still firm favourites, of course, but dropping a couple of points unexpectedly at Southampton. Liverpool winning. Liverpool have a game in hand. If they win it, you know, it can close the gap to 6 points. They've still got to play each other. So, yeah, look, it's still alive. Just the way City have been, you just weren't expecting them to drop any points. But it was a typical story for Manchester City in respect to... And when Liverpool drop points, sometimes it's quite the same as they... Dominated the game, lots of possession, but just for once couldn't put that ball in the back of the net. So, yeah, it does keep it alive. As I said, when they do meet up, if they can bring it back to 6 points. So it keeps a little bit of interest up there in the title race.
What about the relegation battle, Robbie? Newcastle... got a much-needed win there the other day, and considering the investment in that club, they won't want to be in the championship.
No, that's right. And the other big win, the relegation battle was Watford up against Norwich that threw Watford into the bottom three, with Norwich having won a few games now. It's made it very interesting. And with Everton losing again, you know, they could be the ones that slip into that relegation. Well, they are.
Do you say fans aren't happy, Rob?
No, not at all. And, you know, they're very demanding, but they're demanding everywhere, Loz. You know, so if you're not getting results, you know, the fans are on their back. It's been a disaster for Everton. And actually, looking at their squad, I thought they were going to have a decent year, but the appointment, as we've already talked about, you guys were gone, Rafa Benitez getting sacked. That was always an appointment that was doomed to fail, given his history with Liverpool Football Club. But yeah, look, they're in real trouble. And as I always say, guys, in the EPL, the relegation battle can be just as, well, probably more exciting than the title race with Manchester City so far out in front.
What about the A-League, buddy? What's the story with Sydney FC?
Not going well, Clarky.
Struggling, aren't they?
Yeah.
But is it deeper than just, like, again, there's so much expectation because they've been at the top of the tree for a long time. Is it just a bad year, or is it deeper than that, you reckon?
Oh, look, a little bit of both. I think some of their star players over the last decade, and they've been absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
The most team in the past decade, but they're getting older.
Yeah.
You know, Ninkovic has always been their star man, and you know, he doesn't start really now. And it's age. So it's normal.
Yeah.
It's expected. And and I think you know, that age with some youngsters coming through that are, you know, that are gonna need games. So I think it's basically a transitional year for Sydney, and you know, I don't see anything wrong with that. You know, success, you can't keep it going forever and ever. So look, there'll be a lot of things for Steve Corriger to look at. But,
is he still the right guy though, Robbie, to coach?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, okay.
So, you know, I mean, with what he's done for them and what he's won since Graham Arnold left, he definitely gets a fair chunk of time to get things right.
Talking of Arnie, how is he going? I heard he got COVID.
Oh, he's got COVID.
I know.
I spoke to him yesterday. He goes, I haven't got COVID. I said, what do you mean you haven't got COVID?
The result says you do.
Positive. He goes, yeah, but I still haven't got COVID. I said, no, you don't sound sick, but the test says you're negative. No, no. I did two rapid antigen tests, and they both have said negative. And I said, but then you did another test to the government, and, yeah. and what did that say? He goes, I was positive. so you got COVID. No, I'm telling you now, it's a rot.
Oh my God.
I've got no. And he goes, anyway, I'm having a beer watching the A-League. So.
That'll fix it.
And he goes, and he said, well, you know, he can't, he's got to relay, he's out of the Vietnam game.
Yeah, can't coach, yeah.
He said that, you know, if it doesn't go quickly, sort of, you know, in the expected number of days, he could be a threat to not be able to go to Oman. And these are two crucial games for the Socceroos. Yeah. Well, for definitely for the first one, he's going to be in a hotel room. So that's certainly a blow. And, it's going to be...
Just on that...
Roland Steen and Tony Vidmar that will be running the show from Amy Park on Thursday night.
Just on that, though, Rob, can he have contact with the coaches from the hotel room and vice versa? Like, can they ring on phones or anything, or he just has to stay out of it?
Yeah, all the technology is still there. So he's doing.
But I mean, on game night.
Well, he can. He can Zoom. He can telephone. Yeah, it's bizarre. Yeah, he'll be watching it on the television, I would imagine. Well, not I'd imagine. It's definitely the case.
Yeah.
Given he'll probably have the sound down to not be influenced.
Telephone,
Extraordinary, isn't it?
Now, I'll tell you what was extraordinary. The Matildas beating Indonesia 18-0. Just a lazy 5 goals for Sam Kerr. But they got the Philippines tonight, and Alan Stajic will be on the other bench.
Yeah. That will be very interesting. Look, I think it'll be a tougher test for the Matildas, but for, definitely expect them to win and win well. But, the 18-0 against the poor old Indonesian side was a bit of a training run. And I was surprised that he didn't use some of the younger players when it got obvious after about 20 seconds that we were going to win the game. Just to give them a bit of international experience, because he said before the game he was going to do that. You know, once it gets to 6, 7, 8, 9 nil, you can basically put on as many players as you can. He did make changes, but they were all senior players. So maybe, on the other hand, for him, maybe he just wanted to get his main players out there, get game time, and certainly a lot of confidence with scoring a lot of goals.
Well, Robbie, hopefully when we chat on Friday, we'll be breaking down a comprehensive Socceroos victory against Vietnam.
Yeah, good on you guys. Good to have you back, and I'll speak to you next Friday.